I want to sort of take, I suppose, the next logical step. I mean, as Peter was suggesting, and almost thinking about what are we trying to achieve in organisations when we're exploring CRM and big data, and how are we using it, and what are we using it for? I mean, as I mentioned here, quite often when we talk about subjects like the Internet of Things, which is becoming a very popular topic in the popular media right now, the press talks about the IoT and big data and this mass of information that's being created. But the example that always comes up that kind of annoys me is the fridge that can order food, you know, when it's running low on you know. I mean, these kind of banal examples of how we're going to use this data in the future. And yet, none of those examples really touch our lives at all. CRM itself, you know, is much maligned. I mean, you know, most people groan when you talk about CRM because they've had experience of many, many failed installations that either they didn't work or, you know, they took a sort of a much more record-keeping approach rather than a customer relationship approach. But we seem to be talking about these subjects again, so it's back in the business media, and I think there's a reason for that, because the way that customers communicate with people in all industries is changing, or has changed. I think there's a couple of reasons for this, and it's very, very recent. I see that a complete change in the way that people communicate with each other, but also with brands in about maybe the last 6 years or so. And I think the iPhone was really the catalyst for that. The fact that you could at any time access information, publish information, broadcast. And of course you could do that before, but, you know, I had a Nokia phone that allegedly had internet on it, and, you know, I could never get it to work. It wasn't until Apple came up with the iPhone. And then, of course, you know, Android, and now everybody has a smartphone. And it's considered normal to be able to publish and use information all the time. And it's strange now to think that 10 years ago we were not doing that. We all had telephones, but we were not publishing and accessing information as well all the time. And then, of course, social media. And I know that, you know, it's been around longer than since 2008, but I think that was the turning point where you really started seeing a crossover between different types of media. So, you know, you tune into the news and they'd be shown a hashtag and stuff like that. So I think that really it's been for the last 5 or 6 years that's really become a very pervasive communication medium. And so this means that when we're talking about how do people, customers, consumers, interact with organisations, regardless of industry, how do they do that? And, you know, I say to people right now today, I think people are using at least half a dozen channels normally. That's just most people, which, you know, voice, people call companies, email, chat, Twitter, Facebook. But then you have to think on and what other kinds of channels are people using, like very regularly. Like if you're going to check into a hotel, you might look at TripAdvisor. I checked into a hotel a couple of weeks ago, and there was a card from the manager in the room saying, you can get me on WhatsApp 24/7, you know, if you need to ask any questions. So, you know, the vast explosion of channels that we are using has been driven by this ability to use the internet at any time, and the creation of all these social channels. So this means that the end effect of this is really that the way that customers engage with organization, it's kind of been turned upside down. I mean, many of you that have been involved, and Peter mentioned this point as well, but, you know, many people involved in the more traditional call centres where you had an 0800 number, you know, you had a specific way in to reach the brand, or a customer service at coca-cola.com email address. And people don't do that. Well, people still do that, but in addition to that, the customer themselves can choose the way that they interact with the brand now. Whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook. People may be talking about your products or your services, but never actually directing those inquiries or comments to you. And if you don't answer, then these people feel that they're being ignored. That's, you know, and that's just a fact. I mean, whether you can actually, there's no longer an excuse that the question was not directed at the brand itself. So what we're really talking about with all of this discussion that's leading on to the way that consumers interact with brands is not really customer service any longer at all. It's really leading back to this idea of customer relationship management. What we're trying to do here is manage how do we work with the people that are our current and existing clients, but people in the wider community, the prospects, people we may want to become a customer in future, for example. And that means you need to start engaging and talking to and working with these people. It's a very different two-way relationship to what we're kind of used to, this idea of a reactive service centre. And that needs some technology to underpin it, to know what's going on out there. You need to be able to first find what's being said. What are people saying about you, your brands, your products? Analyze that. Obviously, then if you've got a great deal of data, you can do things like sentiment analysis. You know, if you've just launched a new product, you can then decide, are most of the comments positive or negative? You know, is there a sort of general feeling out there in the market from this massive amount of data? And again, this is not really about one particular industry. It's not just retailers, for example, that are affected by this. It's basically everyone. The way that you communicate with your energy company, your bank, your insurance company, all of this has changed. Even the way that we interact with local government or central government, when you've got a question about tax, it's quite likely that you might just send a tweet and expect it to be answered now. So, you know, as I put on the first line there, this is a much bigger topic than just taking a couple of guys and putting them on Facebook and Twitter and expecting them to provide a similar kind of service to what we've been used to with voice-based customer service. It's really much more about this idea of the communication and interaction, the true engagement with the customers. So if you do engage, you can provide a better service to the customers. And that gives you also a deeper insight into what they want. So ideally, you're going to create some sort of virtuous loop there. It's not just about answering the call of the customer. It's about knowing what do they want, what are they talking about. And of course, the bottom line is that hopefully if you improve the relationship, you get more sales. But I think that there's interesting changes in the market developing. Peter touched on that with the stuff about, you know, can you give the right person an upgrade on a flight, this kind of thing. I think that we will see that companies that can get this right and learn about their customers, they won't be using stuff like loyalty cards anymore because they'll be able to design effectively a loyalty program that can zero in and focus on who are the people that need to be rewarded. So, and again, this can not just be seen in a sort of positive sense, you know, so you give rewards to whoever spends the most or is with you most frequently, but you can start using the data more intelligently. Like a phone company, for example, may be predicting that a certain set of behavioural patterns mean this person is probably going to quit and move to another company. So you can zero in and start targeting, saying maybe we need to start rewarding that guy in some way to encourage more loyalty. So, we're talking about technology in general. IBA is a technology company. We're talking about customers and how organizations interact with them. But I think that it's also worth remembering, I mean, this is not really the sort of key theme of talking about how CRM and big data is changing organizations, but I think that it's worth remembering that I think that what we are engaged in and working on is actually going to lead to a much bigger change in the more general corporate world. If you think about just this point that customer service is no longer reactive and it's now a very much a two-way engagement with customers, and the levels of information we're able to start gleaning